The following hour is brought to you by Midas Resources, your trusted source for precious metals. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Nooks and crannies, how you doing? Welcome to this version of America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. Boy, we have a bunch of things to jump on right from the get-go, out of the gate. First of all, happy Memorial Day weekend to all of you. I hope you find the time to relax and enjoy it with some family, friends, or even if you're by yourself, just to take a few minutes to take a breath. We never do that, do we? You know that crazy old expression about smelling the roses? Nobody has time to smell the roses anymore. Maybe that's part of the problem. We're all running around like cyclones with all the texting, our heads down all the time, and a lot of the stuff that we talk about here on America Tonight. Be safe out there because there are lots of roadblocks, checks, all that kind of stuff. And it seems to me in all the years that I was doing TV crash and burn news, the most horrific accidents that we ever covered were on Memorial Day weekend. And I just saw a couple of them in a place where I used to live, too, New Mexico. Six people were dead in an interstate crash there. And what they're saying is that a couple of cars collided during a dust storm. So now that had to do with the dust getting in their faces and not seeing. And that's pretty sad. That happened right around rush hour at 5:30 in Deming, New Mexico, and they couldn't see, and it looks like from the investigation they just smashed into each other and had to shut down the roadway because of that crash. It was just that bad, awful stuff. The thing that we've been following all week long, and it's tough to get away from it just because it really has raised our hackles, I know not just mine, because so many of you have written me with solutions as to what to do with this VA situation. And the situation is just disgusting. It's the best that I can muster up. And in fact, there was a solution to this that was pretty viable about accountability after knowing that 40 people are dead because of the fact that they were on a separate waiting list to get into the VA. I mean, they have to prove all those cases, but we know at least half of them are already being scuttled out there. And then there's problems in other VA systems. Somebody gets gangrene. Somebody has to lose a limb because of that. They didn't get an appointment. Somebody else has a heart attack and dies because they don't get an appointment in time. And the list of crazy stories goes on and on and on. So the VA wait times, this is the sad part about this. The transition team, and I mentioned this before, it's worth saying again because I think it's a big part of this story and a big problem. The transition team from the Bush people to the Obama people told them that you got to watch out about these VA wait times. And so be careful of what they're saying with these double reports. A lot of them are reporting that the times are great because then they have bonuses tied to it, or they're just trying to look good. But they're bogus. That was clearly handed off to the Obama folks. So then you have Shinseki, the general, who has a pristine military record, but has not done well in this job. If point blank, I come into a job and here's the pros and here's the cons, this is the first thing you have to watch out for, well, it's the first thing that you have to deal with. Because you know there's problems. So you put out memos, you put out new rules about falsifying lists and warn people, and then you go from there, but that never happened. You have so many people coming out of the woodwork. Like I said, it's just story after story. The fact that we just let people die is what's so tough to swallow about all of this. How do you just let people die? How do you not get them in and get those appointments? If they're seen, if they're x-rayed, if things happen, that's different. But not even getting to the preliminary stages of some of those scans that are so vital. And I think this is not even really to pick sides. You know, it's forget the politics on this one, because I think this transcends politics. It doesn't matter if you're a Democrat. It doesn't matter if you're a Republican or an independent or whatever you call yourself, whatever label you slap on yourself politically. Clearly, this administration dropped the ball. If you have somebody that says when you come in, this is a big problem, here's your first thing to work on, we're handing the files to you, this is what you got to be careful of, and they don't do anything about it, and then it's like shock and awe when this happens. Wow, 40, how did that happen? I can't believe it. Of course you can believe it, because for 5 years and before that, that was starting to happen. You just can't do that to people who serve in the military. We ask and ask and ask and ask them to sacrifice, and so many lose their lives or limbs or marriages because of the length of time they're gone and the various tours that they'll go on again and again and again. So sacrifice everything for us, for your country, but not so sure we can get you in to see a doctor when you desperately need to see one for that possible appendicitis, or mentally you're having some trouble readjusting and it's making you crazy, but we can't get you in to get you on some kind of medication or into some kind of program because we got to wait. We got two separate lists and you just don't make that list. Sorry about that. And then there's some other women that are saying because of the care from the VA was so awful, it led to their husband's deaths. Now, I've heard mixed things on this. I've heard there's some great doctors. So maybe it depends on where, who the doctor is, and all that kind of stuff. The VA scandal and where the women are complaining is in Phoenix. They're saying they died while waiting for care there. And then if they even got care, it was terrible by the time they finally got it. There was one woman, her name was Debbie Valley. And picture this, if you will. You need chemo. You've got cancer. Her husband, Jerry, in that situation, waited 2 months for chemo, died of prostate cancer. Then there was another woman. Her name was Debbie Allen. Her husband, Mel, died of bladder cancer after waiting 6 months for help. Depressing stuff. Didn't need to happen. And there's so many more stories that we could share over this. Time to clean it up. Time to say enough is enough and let's just let the veterans, let's just dump out of the system completely. Let the veterans go and get the treatment and let it be covered. We're already paying for it through the VA system, which is not adequate and not doing their job by any stretch of the imagination. And we're paying these administrators pretty chunky salaries for what? Nobody's minding the store. Nobody is accountable for any of this. And that is just not good. So you have Shinseki saying, we're going to work to earn your trust. Boy, this is like a familiar theme. We're going to get your trust back. We're going to work to earn your trust. I mean, that should be that should have been the motto for the Obama second term. We're going to work to get your trust back in all forms. Ridiculous. If you have any thoughts on it, you can send them to me, americatonight.net. As I said, it is Memorial Day weekend, and over the long weekend, what will you be doing? Will you be on a boat somewhere? Will you be checking out some movies? Will you be binge watching the Game of Thrones or some other show? I don't know what. Maybe you're going to watch auto racing. So much to do. But in that time, take a minute to remember the people who sacrificed so much for this country so we could enjoy those freedoms. Hey, we're kicking it to the other side. Stay with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Thrilled to welcome to America tonight, Joe Geary. Joe Geary is going to Normandy. We are coming up on the 70th anniversary of D-Day, and Joe was part of a crew that was in a B-24 that flew all over the European theater. He was a navigator. Joe, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Thank you very much for having me.
So tell us what that was like, being a navigator during those days.
Well, our equipment wasn't anything like the folks have today, and it was both a little skill and a lot of luck in being able to get where you wanted to go and not get over any flak installations and things of that sort. It was an interesting time.
When you were, you know, when you were in the thick of it, so to speak, and you were watching what was happening, and you were there with the rest of the crew, what were the conversations like? What would you talk about as far as what was going on during the war and the Germans and that kind of thing?
Well, when you were flying, you didn't do any conversations. You were occupied with your particular job. And that part, off-duty, we tried to compare notes as to what we had seen and what might be of interest in any particular items of that you had been involved in, particularly, you know, any of the gunners that had fighter attacks against them. And how they handled it and things of that sort. But basically, the navigator was just a pencil chaser and watching a map and trying to see where we were going.
An important pencil chaser, definitely. Navigator was such a big position, Joe, that you're downplaying. That was such a very big position when you're talking about what happens in the planes and where you're headed. Did you have, I mean, this is kind of a funny question, but were you good at it? Did you have a good sense of direction and navigation?
I had an acceptable sense of navigation and direction and a pretty good eyesight and was lucky enough to get the Distinguished Flying Cross when we were shot up at Vienna and got back to the island of Viz off the coast of Yugoslavia where we went down. But, you know, once again, skill is one thing, but I'd rather have luck.
And you had luck then, apparently. When you got the Flying Cross and you were actually hit, that had to be some scary moments for you and your pilot.
Yeah, it was. We had our co-pilot was shot up, and we couldn't ditch in the sea, and we couldn't bail out because we'd leave him. And the crew decided everybody was going to stay together, and we went in this little island, and the pilot did a superb job.
Wow. Tell us about D-Day itself and what, in your mind, what you remember and, you know, what happened afterwards, the celebrating afterwards.
Well, the main thing is I was not there on D-Day. I didn't get there till the 1st of July, and we flew cover for the invasion of southern France, and we did some of the bombing of the installations, defense installations, and the submarine pens at Toulon, and one thing and another for that. But the exuberance of everybody about those guys who were on the ground and in the water and made that invasion, you couldn't match it with any expression of feeling at this point in time. We were joyous or happy that the fight had really come to the Germans, and I guess we were really glad that we weren't the ones who were on that beach starting it out.
And yet now you're getting a chance to go. You're actually going with a group of people to Normandy. What are you anticipating? I mean, it has to be a big moment for you. That's happening next week.
Well, it is. This is basically, I kind of got lucky to get on the trip. And it's for the boys that were there, or the men now, that made that invasion. And but it's captioned as for the about the liberation of France. And I guess that's the reason I got in, because we did some of the work there on that part. But I'm looking forward to visiting with them, getting their historic view of the on-site combat that they sustained. And I understand that they're going to have a number of the Germans who were on D-Day that were there were on the other side at the dinner on June 6th.
Wow, good for you that you're doing that. What was it like? Take us back to the war's over. You know, here you are. You've got the Flying Cross. You were in the thick of it. What was it like once all of that was settled? What was that like coming back to the United States for you?
Well, it was. I had grown up a lot. I had never been anywhere, done anything when I left when I was 18, and got back from, you know, 21, and I've felt I was more mature than a lot of the kids were that were the same age that were at school when I returned to school and finished law school.
And then we want to tell people that you went on, you got your law degree from Southern Methodist University. You were admitted into the bar in 1947 and have had a distinguished career, starting a law firm that now is still thriving in Dallas, Texas, Gary Porter and Donovan. Do you feel like, as you said, you matured, that helped you in your practice, that you were ready to do what you had to do?
Yes, it did. It's hard to describe the difference in feeling, but the practice of law is the nearest thing to competitive athletics, I think, that I could ever do. And the fact that you experience some adversity and have overcome it gives you just a little extra ego, I guess, to want to keep going and thinking you can win.
I like that. So all those years that you spent during World War II and the maturity that you're talking about, it seems to me, Joe, that when I look at so many of the things that you were involved in, community things, city council, you were a past director of the American Basketball Association in the 70s. Do you think being in that situation, even being shot down, that you really wanted to grab on to life and be involved and do everything that you could do?
Yes, most, very, very much so. It's hard to compare today's activities and the way things are the way they were then. But when you're 20 years old and have had some success, you think they can't beat you and you just want to keep going.
Yeah, I like that. You can tell that obviously you were very competitive. If you were telling younger people today that are even further removed from World War II, what would you tell them about the people who fought that war and the importance of it?
Well, we had a different base of people behind us. Everybody was for us at that point in time. And I don't think that the military today has that the benefit of that solid community background and support. The main thing is people here have no conception of what it is to be a town that has been bombed or attacked or things of that sort. And we thought that it was the best for everybody, that if you were going to have a fight, have it on the other guy's ground and try to protect the people that were here. And I don't, in the political things that I'm listening to, people don't here really understand what it can be if the situation gets reversed.
Yeah, well said. Thank you so much for your service, Joe Gary, and enjoy your trip. Really a celebration, I think, of the 70th anniversary of D-Day and what it's meant to win that war. Thanks for coming on America Tonight.
It's my privilege to be here, and thank you very much for talking to me.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting lipid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible 1-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion 4 Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Americans have always been ready to defend, to serve, and to honor those who defended and are defending all of us. So this month, the Freeze-Dry Guy honors and serves Americans with our meat, rice, and potato sale. Our unit includes four number 10 cans of quality Mountain House cooked diced beef, ground beef, diced chicken, white rice, and two cans of FDG dehydrated diced potatoes. 158 servings per case unit. And during the Freeze-Dry Guy's meat, rice, and potato sale, get one case for only $179, two cases for only $355, or get three cases for only $515, and all come with lots of valuable freebies. For details, click freezedryguy.com and hurry. Sale ends soon. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-FOOD. Plus, free shipping to the lower 48 states from the Freeze-Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Of course, the mailbox is overflowing. A lot of thoughts still coming in about veterans, especially with it being the long Memorial Day holiday, the big weekend that kicks off the summer and makes us tip our cap to all the people who have served us over the years through the various wars. And now, because of the big scandal over the hospitals and rehab centers and other aspects of the veterans in general, of what's happened with the VAs, it has enraged so many that they have jumped on the call to write their congresspeople and their senators. So bravo for you. Remember, the power is in the numbers. And when we talk about locally, or we talk about the people who make the laws, that's where you really can make a difference. Really can. All it takes is maybe 20, 25 people to complain and everybody sits up. But I think on the Hill, they have to be complete idiots if they realize people are not furious about this. So on that note, let's head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This from Christopher, who says, Kate, keep on pressing the VA issue. I think it's disgusting. I can't believe it. I was stunned when I first heard it. I mean, I'm not surprised that there's problems with the system, but when people are dying because they can't even get an appointment, that's just ridiculous. And the two lists, that person should be charged with murder. What if that were somebody in your family? Wouldn't you just freak out about it? They can't get health care? What would you do? What I would do, of course I would. I would immediately hit up somebody I know in Congress or the Senate or whatever and start to say, look, I can't get an appointment, can't get an appointment. And that's what I would do. I know people have done that, and they were successful by doing that. But that's not a layup by any means either. I mean, of course, if it's someone that you love, you're going to take it out of your pocket, or you're going to figure out a way, another way to pay for it if you can. But the problem is the tests sometimes are so ridiculously expensive. We had a great guest on just the other day, Steve Kelly, who was talking about that. Talking about you get CAT scans and it costs the hospital anywhere between $300 and $500, but they're charging you $4,000. So this is why. Why do you go to the VA? Why are they going to the VA? Because that's their health care. And they have to get those tests. They have to find out what's wrong if they're having problems. So absolutely. I mean, this just needs to be cleaned up. It should have been a long time ago. It should just be they have an insurance card, they have their VA card, and they can go get health care wherever, and we pick it up. Because we're picking it up anyway, right? This is taxpayer-funded, and it's brutal taxpayer-funded because we're throwing money in the air. If we have people dying because somebody else is getting bonuses because there's two lists, I mean, they have to dot the I's and cross the T's if they're to get rid of people. I get that. But this shouldn't have been allowed to fester in the first place. I don't want to make this all about the VA because there were some other things that people wrote in about, but I'll take one more. And this one's from Bob. And Bob says, Kate, I serve the country. I've been to the VA. I've had problems when I was in between jobs, and I was glad that I had access to the Veterans Hospital. And once I saw the doctor was great, but the problem was I was in pain for a long time. It turned out that I had appendicitis, and it almost burst. So luckily I got in at the nick of time, but they kept on putting me off. Every time I called, it was hard to get through. And when I finally got through, I had to wait to get my appointment in the mail. It was just a crazy cockamamie system. Luckily, I didn't end up on the death list. But good treatment once I got it. Scary. I was immediately admitted. And I can see how other people lost their lives. When something happens, just like going to your doctor, you have a pang, a pain. You don't know what it is. You let it go for a day or two. Then it gets incredibly worse. And now you can't get in to see a doctor. That can mean the difference between life and death. And that's it, my friends, right there. It can mean the difference between life and death. And are there other people that have problems getting in to see doctors? Of course. If you call my doctor's office, they say, this is a medical emergency. Call. They give you the numbers. Call right now. And immediately, or go to the emergency room, call the doctor, or leave a note. So they're not doing that at the VA. It's like, so sorry, geez, can't get you in. Okay, so you're having problems. And that's just, we get it. It's just not acceptable. We're all there. We're all on the same page. Shame on the Senate for saying, well, there's a couple things that need to be ironed out and not just passing the accountability thing through, because there needs to be accountability. And if it's easier to get rid of the people who are not doing their jobs properly, that has to happen. That has to happen. Let's take another one. This one from Buzz. And Buzz says, Kate, you were all over the Ukraine. You had some great guests on from actually the area. I can remember you talking to that Luke Vargas kid, and that was pretty good. He was talking about what he saw in the Ukraine, and then a couple of other people. I guess because we have other things we're dealing with, all of a sudden people aren't talking about it as much. Do you know what the latest is? Yeah, the latest is more people were blown away. 13 Ukrainian troops died in an attack at a checkpoint in the Donetsk. That seems to be the hot area. That's where Luke Vargas was, as a matter of fact. In eastern Ukraine, there's more violence there. So Sunday is the presidential elections. Gee, do you think that's on purpose? Let's create chaos. Then Vladimir Putin says, well, we have to help the people. We don't want the pro-Russian folks to get attacked, so we have to be there. That's why we're there. And witnesses say that at the checkpoint, what happened was the checkpoint was attacked by the pro-Russian insurgents who wounded 33 of the troops that were there. And they just started firing. They threw and they burned trucks, or later in the day you could see burned out trucks. They did whatever they could to disrupt the situation in Donetsk. And they did. They used an armored bank truck. So the soldiers didn't think anything of it. It's an armored, it's like taking a page out of the mafia playbook, like they watched The Godfather. So an armored bank truck goes through, and then they open fire. They plow them down. That's what they said happened. Because you think about that. Okay, so they're armed. They're there. They don't see them coming, of course, because they're disguised. And that's why. This is going to be interesting on Sunday. It's going to be interesting to see how that election goes out. Because you already have the pro-Russian insurgents that have jumped on government buildings, captured them. They've had clashes with government troops. There have been a lot of people that have died since April. Here's one from Paul, listening to us in Florida. Kate, we love you down here in the Sunshine State. Please let us know if you come. It'd be cool if we could actually meet you. I have a question about that market attack in China. I heard you mentioning that there were 31 people who were killed. And I don't know, sometimes you hear about things happening in China, but it seemed pretty odd to me. Do they know who did the attack? Well, they're blaming it on radical Muslim separatists is what they're saying. That's what the state-run news is saying, if you trust that, which it could be. So you had 90 people that were injured. 31 people have died at this point. They had like five explosions. People said they heard five explosions. So that's pretty nasty. That was an intentional extremist attack. There's no question about that. The death toll was the highest for a long time that we've seen in that area. So it was flat out on purpose. Remember, there was a bomb attack at a train station late last month that killed three people, including two attackers, and injured 79 too as well. So the Chinese government says that they're capable of cracking down on the terrorists, and the plots are not going to go away, and they'll be able to do it. But that way of just hitting the innocent people is awful. You open up in a market because you know you've got a lot of people there, and that's exactly what they were doing. Okay, here's one from Megan, and Megan says, Kate, do you really think Hillary Clinton is going to run in 2016? I've heard you talk about it a lot. I know there's all that heavy speculation, so that's not unusual. But do you really think she wants it that badly? Oh, definitely I think she wants it that badly. It's a question of, at the time when it comes up, will she do it? There's been a lot of money poured into figuring out ways to get Hillary Clinton elected, and that means Bill Clinton's going to be stumping for her. So I'm going to say absolutely, unless something unforeseen comes up. And what that is, I have no idea. A health-related thing, ironically, because her health was thrown out there by Karl Rove with the blood clot thing that she had happen. But, I mean, that's going to be fair game for her when they talk about age and all of that. I think that there are a lot of people that want to see her elected, and there's just as many people who don't want to see her elected. But, yeah, she's 2016. Barring something we're just not seeing. And sometimes somebody comes out of left field, or somebody gets hot, or something changes. Go and look at the last presidential elections. Think about Barack Obama. Sure, he's on the short list, but did you really think he was going to be the candidate in 2008? No, you thought it was going to be Hillary Clinton. Then you go before that, and the first time around for Bush Jr., he was on the list, but was he the guy that was going to get elected? No. People were talking about John McCain, and then all of a sudden it was Bush. And even Clinton, Bill Clinton, the governor of Arkansas, he wasn't really the hot front runner when they were talking about him the first time around when he ran. So that is my way of saying it can change. By the time you get to where you're really serious about it, there is always the chance it could be somebody else. But if I were a betting person, I would say Hillary Clinton. If you want to send us an email, you can, americatonight.net. Click on contact, and bada bing, you are in.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
A society no good if my response to somebody and their racism or bigotry is to say, it's not right for you to be here, go take your attitude somewhere else. In my businesses, try not to be hypocritical. You know, I know that I'm not perfect. I know that I live in a glass house, and it's not appropriate for me to throw stones. And so when I run into bigotry in organizations I control, I try to find solutions. I'll work with people. I'll send them to training. I'll send them to sensitivity training. We're all prejudiced in one way or the other. If I see a black kid in a hoodie and it's late at night, I'm walking to the other side of the street. And if on that side of the street there's a guy that has tattoos all over his face, white guy, bald head, tattoos everywhere, I'm walking back to the other side of the street.
Wow, the owner of the Dallas Mavericks, Mark Cuban, and this is all related to Donald Sterling and his racist rant that was captured by the floozy girlfriend that has led to now the situation he's in, where the NBA is deciding on his fate, although it's a fait accompli, other than the fact that Sterling could have a big case here. He's got a big lawyer who's going to take it to court, and we'll see what happens when it comes to being recorded, they're going to throw in, you know, freedom of speech and whatnot. So Cuban taking some heat for some of those remarks that you just heard there. We're on our final turn of this hour of America tonight. So I don't know, was there some truth to what Cuban is saying? We all have some prejudice in us, no matter what people say. You know, Sonia Sotomayor, when she was being vetted for the Supreme Court, said as much and took some flack for it, where they were asking, could she be objective? And she said, everybody has biases. Biases, a.k.a. prejudices. So Cuban, who's never afraid to say what he thinks, usually it's at the referees, somebody else in the NBA hierarchy or whatever. But this week he made a few remarks about bigotry because of the Sterling thing that caused somewhat of a stir. He was at a magazine. Yeah, he was being interviewed by a magazine reporter, Inc. magazine, at a business conference in Nashville. And he talked about what you just heard there. Hey, if I saw a black guy in a hoodie, it's late at night, I'm walking on the other side of the street. Then he talked about the white guy with the tattoos and that whole thing. And he said everybody has prejudice one way or another. But here's the thing. Think of the hoodie reference. So he had a 5-part tweet Thursday afternoon where he apologized to Trayvon Martin's parents for the hoodie reference, but stood by the content of his answers and called for more tolerance. Because remember, Trayvon Martin was the Florida teenager who had the hoodie on and was killed by the neighborhood watch captain, George Zimmerman, back in 2012. And that started the nationwide discussion about race and debate over the Stand Your Ground law and everything else that we certainly talked about here on ATN. So Cuban said, I think I'm helping people improve their lives, helping people engage with people they may fear or may not understand, helping people realize that while we all may have our prejudices and bigotries, we have to learn that it's an issue that we have to control. It's part of my responsibility as an entrepreneur to try and solve it, to try and solve it. It's interesting, isn't it? Because he didn't, you know, the hoodie thing, the hoodie stereotype, he didn't think about that, and that's why he apologized. Cuban is one of 30 NBA owners who has to decide whether the remarks made by Sterling are damaging enough to terminate his ownership rights to the Clippers. Cuban told business owners during a Q&A session that he knows how he's going to vote, but he wasn't ready to announce his decision. That's interesting. That's kind of a telltale sign. He makes it sound like he's going to vote Sterling out, but not without having some regret about it. You know, he talks about the whole bigotry thing and organizations and all of that. But here's the thing, it's be careful what you wish for in voting him out. What are some of the other things that some of the owners might be guilty of doing? What have they said? You know, that's the problem with that. He did say that comment about throwing stones and glass houses and all of that. And that's exactly right. If you're not careful, you start to throw those stones, it could get pretty nasty out there. So what's that vote going to be? I think the vote, there may be some people that don't vote him out, but I think overwhelmingly they get the votes. That's why the commissioner, Adam Silver, did what he did, knowing that he probably had those votes for sure. I cannot imagine that he didn't think he had the votes. So, you know, it's weird. Some people are saying, take the racism comments of Sterling and put an asterisk next to it. You know, that it, because of the way it was taped and what happened with the young girl and blah, blah, blah. But I've talked to several lawyers about the Donald Sterling comments, and they all say the thing that you have to remember is he's part of an association, a club, but whatever. And if they vote him out, they vote him out. It would be like any other club. So for what it's worth, and because it created a stir, I thought it was interesting to mention the Cuban stuff, saying that he has prejudice that everybody does, and he stands by his words in the interview. I don't know. At some point, is there this point in this country where were so over the top. I mean, do you feel this way? I should throw out the numbers. 855-266-5283. We're kind of up against it, but you can always flip me an email at americatonight.net. I mean, is there truth to that? If we're being really honest, you have certain prejudice in you or certain biases in you that are just part of growing up, part of something that you saw or where you grew up or all of that. I'm going to agree with the Supreme Court justice, and she and I wouldn't normally agree on that much, but I would agree that you do have that. If you're being honest about it, you absolutely have that natural tendency toward certain things that were just part of your being. And even if you fight against it, there is that tendency to do the quick judgment thing. I mean, for goodness sake, there's a zillion books written about that. Don't judge, and just for one day, don't judge and don't assume and don't be quick to take it personal and all that other kind of stuff. People have made millions of dollars on that very subject. But here we're talking about a full-on rant that was heard everywhere. Look at the makeup of the NBA. Look how set the players were and the fact that it's an association. And that's ultimately, to me, that's the biggest problem in this whole thing for Sterling, is you really are dealing with a group of people that could vote the person next to them out for whatever reason. So saying that gives them the right to say, okay, we're going to call for a vote. And I guess it's something for everybody else to consider that's an NBA owner, that could happen to them. But I don't imagine with the way the players are under siege and upset about all of that, I just can't imagine that stands. It doesn't seem to me that the owners would vote in favor at all of Donald Sterling. Maybe a couple of votes, that's it. And I'm sure they took a straw poll and found out that, yeah, that's pretty dead on. Most are not going to, are not going to support him. So, you know, there you go. In the world of recalls, I feel like I need to tell you this maybe because I see so many minivans in my world. And those Toyota minivans are pretty popular. They're recalling a bunch of those minivans. How about that? When you go to rent cars, sometimes they're there. They're recalling almost 400,000 of the Sienna minivans because salt water can corrode the parts under the car, they say, causing the spare tire to fall off. Oh, that's not a good thing. We just uncovered the fact, thanks to some of our people who live by the sea, that there's a good chance that the spare tire could fall off. So you might want to call somebody if you get a flat, or hurry up and get your Toyota in as fast as possible. All right, thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.